Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, it is producer Sophia Lowe's birthday.
Yay!
And it's our weekly food and drink show. So to celebrate, we are rounding up some of the best birthday freebies and discounts you can get on your big day all around Pittsburgh. It's Thursday, April 4th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. I am with the one and only Sophia Lowe. Good morning. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Megan. How are you?
Doing good. Do you mind saying how old you are? Give me a range, you know, like a life experience.
Oh, I'm fine with day 24.
24. You wee young in you.
So, you know, one more year until my brain's fully developed or whatever.
Is that the rule?
Maybe 25, 26. I don't know.
We'll kick us off with something that you don't have to dig too deep for this. What's the best thing you have eaten this week? Your birthday week.
Yes, my birthday week. I have been loving the brown sugar blossom latte from Inkwell. The blossom is orange blossom, and I feel like it's a really good transitional drink because the brown sugar feels all warm and cozy since it's still a little chilly in the morning, but there's still flowers for springtime.
That sounds amazing. I have a cocktail recommendation for you.
Ooh, yum.
I went to Con Alma this past week to the opera. So we did Con Alma after to keep the, you know, musical vibes going. Mm-hmm. And I got a cocktail made with rum called The Mister. It was so good. It was like dark and spicy and had lime and cinnamon in it. Still Ooh. Felt like just right for this kind of midway weather season.
Okay. I'm glad we're on the same wavelength for that.
It's perfect. Well, let's move on to all of the birthday deals that you have found for us. I am so glad you collected all of these so we can be prepared whenever our birthdays may come.
Yes, it has been such a joy to look at restaurants and menus to plan out my birthday food all during work hours.
We're happy to oblige. There's so much good food and cool activities and organizations I feel like I always stumble across when I'm prepping for the show. It's really a fringe benefit nobody thinks about, nobody talks about around here.
Same here. I totally feel the same way. I love that we're able to find all the best ways to experience all the neighborhoods in Pittsburgh while also asking big questions about the future of the city and talking to the people who are like in charge of that. So like county exec Sarah Namorado, for example.
Mm-hmm. And if you value any of this coverage, please consider signing up for a CityCast membership. We really appreciate your support. It helps keep this place running so we can keep dropping the podcast and our newsletter in your inboxes every day.
Yes. And you'll also get the podcast without ads and membership exclusive updates. And you can find out all that information and sign up at membership.citycast.fm.
But back to birthday shenanigans.
Yes, as anyone who's talked to me for just 5 seconds knows, I am motivated purely by little treats. So my birthday is, of course, obviously an all-day treat affair. So I've done some organizing and put all my goodies and discounts by time of day. So things I'd like to grab in the morning, some options for like lunch and dinner, and then wrapping up with dessert. Although I will admit that part of breakfast is going to be birthday cake for me.
I think that's amazing. And given that I know that, I think I know where you're going to be at least going for breakfast, maybe, because you've been hyping it up. It was even in our guide to April in Pittsburgh earlier this week. Is the breakfast part Mediterra?
Correct. You're a winner. I need my free pastry to get the morning started. You do need to be in their loyalty program, but you can sign up for that in stores. And this one's nice because you can grab your free treat anytime during your birthday month. It doesn't have to be on the exact day.
Mediterra is also like a solid choice. Just generally, I am obsessed with their milk bread French toast.
Ooh.
It's like a single enormous fat slice of bread, like literally 2 inches
yes.
thick, with like seasonal fruit and fresh whipped cream. I think right now it's a strawberry lime jam, but everything there is so good. They actually do custom cakes. Is that what you're thinking for the birthday cake, or are you going further afield?
No, I actually ordered a full cake from Butterwood in Lawrenceville. It's a blueberry almond cake with Ooh. Cinnamon espresso frosting. I'm so excited. but I still love Mediterra's pastries. And I've also been meaning to try their cereal milk latte for a while. I just keep forgetting to bring my lactaid.
It's clutch. You got to have it. For my money, I really like the deconstructed latte better than the cereal milk one. But I also just really love playing with my food. It's who I am
it's
as a
fun.
Person. It's a gimmick, but it's a really fun one. I bet they could deconstruct the cereal milk one for you. So what other breakfast options do you have?
Honestly, that was kind of the only local spot that I could find that had something that fit in the breakfast category because I was trying to stay away from national chains. I feel like those are pretty easy to find the deals for. But I was really surprised by some of Pittsburgh's lunch and dinner discounts because there's multiple spots where you can get an entirely free meal.
Oh, yeah. The first one that always comes to mind for me is Big Burrito Group. It's a local chain around here, but they have, gosh, how many restaurants now? It's 11, Soba, Mad Mex, Casbah. I know I'm forgetting a few. Umi.
You've got almost all of them. You're just missing Alta Via, and then Alta Via has a pizzeria.
Yeah, and Alta Via is downtown now. If you get on their mailing list, they'll send you a coupon for an entire entree up to $30 for dine-in only. But I think you have to use it like a week before or after your birthday to get the deal.
Yeah, it's nice that you get a couple weeks to figure out when you get to go. But one other caveat is that you can only use the coupon from Sunday through Thursday. I guess that kind of makes sense. I guess Friday and Saturday are bigger rush nights.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then one more caveat that they have is you can't use your $30 discount at Umi. So go somewhere
else. Makes sense. That's the fancy sushi one. Yeah. So, you know,
I haven't been to most of these, actually, Megan. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, the one we probably go to the most is Mad Max. I love the cocktails at Kaya, and their food is also excellent.
Oh, yeah, you didn't mention that one yet. That's also part of the group.
That's true. That's true. I think we've got them all now.
Yes.
11 is good. I went there the other day after a Heinz History event. They're fantastic. They catered my wedding, actually.
Oh,
I think maybe the only one I haven't hit before is Casbah, somehow. And it's been around forever.
Okay, maybe I'll go for you and tell you what to get. But
yes,
I peeked through the menus and I am probably leaning towards Kaya, I think. So the Caribbean restaurant in the Strip, because their jerk chicken and paella both sound so good.
They are, trust. But
Soba also has a lemongrass honey grilled pork dish, and that sounds incredible. Personally, I don't think I'm going to go to Mad Max, but that's only because you can get a whole separate deal from them for a free burrito.
That's right. I only know about this because of you. But you have to sign up for a separate mailing list, right? Like, so you have to be okay with getting more emails. But like, it comes with good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can get the free burrito at any Mad Max location. Off the top of my head, I know they've got spots in Shadyside, Monroeville, and like the Waterworks Shopping Center. But I know there's more.
And off McKnight Road, too. I used to pass by that one all the time.
I don't feel like driving through McKnight, though. I feel like, for me, Shadyside's the better deal.
Hey, I feel ya.
But same thing as the big burrito entree, you can't claim the deal on Friday or Saturday. But one thing you can do any time of week, at least as far as I've looked, is signing up for Hello Bistro's email list gets you a free meal for your birthday.
Yeah. And that's perfect. Our office is downtown and Hello Bistro is right around the corner from us. I actually used this one on my birthday. Again, thanks to you. You told me to sign up far enough in advance.
Good. Oh, yes. I think that's also important. Usually you probably should sign up for these in advance so you have the time to get the email and everything. Did you know that Hello Bistro added pasta to their menu?
I did not notice that. No.
Okay. It's like pasta and greens. So it's kind of like if you put pasta salad on top of like leafy salad.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense considering like Eaton Park has pasta salad and that's who owns Hello Bistro. It's all like kind of part of the same like connective tissue of Pittsburgh restaurant institutions.
Is this a bad time to reveal that I've actually never been to Eaton Park?
Wow. Well, I think that marks like a big change in young Pittsburgh. You know, I gave it a hard time for a long time, but I actually really like their breakfast stuff. In my 30s, I have come to appreciate them much more.
I do like getting breakfast because it's just so much nicer when you roll out of bed and then you don't have to cook, but you get your full plate. And I know Eaton Park does have birthday discounts. That is something I've at least come across. I couldn't nail down exactly what like the free beer discount is, but there's like a mailing list that asks for your birthday when you sign up. And the website Discover the Berg mentions that they give out member discounts throughout the year, including your birthday. So rolling list of coupons if you want them.
Excellent. Any final deals that you want to mention for lunch or dinner?
Yeah, Primanti's has a birthday reward for people who are in the rewards program. It's $5 off a sandwich. So I don't think it's the best deal on this list. But if you go there pretty consistently, signing up for the program would be a smart move in general because you can get $5 off after you spend $50.
yeah, solid investment if you, you know, like them and go there a lot. Hey, Pittsburgh. I want to tell you about a real Steel Town hero. Mary Cardwell Dawson was just the coolest. Not only was she the proprietess of that gorgeous Victorian mansion on Apple Street in Homewood, but inside it, she presided over the National Negro Opera Company. She founded guilds for other Black singers all over the nation, and she was a mentor for fellow opera singers from here to Washington, D.C. And lucky for you, our modern Pittsburgh opera has a show celebrating her legacy. Get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Cardwell Dawson. It's at the Byam Theater through May 5th. And don't be nervous if you're new to opera. The show is in English. It's just over an hour and features a little dialogue for folks to follow along. Tickets start at just $15, and there are all kinds of discounts and special offers for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Get your tickets now in our show notes for the Pittsburgh Opera. That's at pittsburghopera.org.
And then the last category is dessert, my absolute favorite, even though every day is dessert day.
Can confirm, you bring us treats constantly. So what birthday desserts should Pittsburghers save room for?
So this dessert category is where I found probably more national chains instead of Pittsburgh-based businesses. But one thing is we have lots and lots of ice cream. There's Jenny's, Burgatory, and Brewster's. All of them have some sort of birthday freebie or discount.
Okay, let's walk through them. Start with Jenny's. There's a location in Bakery Square and then one in Southside Works.
Yes, I will definitely be at the Bakery Square location for my free scoop of ice cream. Again, another rewards program that you need to join. But this is also one where you have a week before and then sometime after your birthday to get your free ice cream. So again, nice, you don't have to do it day of. But I remember the good old days, aka 3 years ago, when I just showed up with my ID and got an entire free flight.
I mean, that sounds like a good day.
It was.
With all your other options, I don't think you absolutely need an entire sampler to fill up on ice cream. I also saw that Jenny's has some limited release flavors for the solar eclipse. So that's just in a few days now. That sounds right up your alley.
Yes, I saw that on their website too. And there's one called Supermoon that's supposed to taste like candied violets and marshmallows. Whoa. And the rest are all kind of like fruit sorbet flavors.
I mean, shouldn't it be super sun if it's a solar eclipse instead of super moon? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess like the moon technically comes between the sun and the earth during the solar eclipse, but super moon is just also another name for really big full moon. But as long as it's tasty, I'm not picky about the name.
Maybe they're just like branding for into the future, you know, like super moon works now, but super moon could work for any full moon at any point from here on out.
Oh, wait, I'm poking around Jenny's website and apparently Supermoon is a re-release of a fan favorite. That makes it more exciting. But I guess that explains why it's not Super Sun. But a special full moon monthly ice cream sounds excellent. I would totally buy that.
And then you also mentioned Brewster's and Burgatory.
Yeah, so Brewster sends out a $3 discount for your birthday. And when you first sign up for those emails, they also give you a $3 discount as a welcome offer. So two excuses to get ice cream.
They have fun treats. But pro tip, go to a location because they have way more information at any of their locations than they typically do on their website. Like, especially about like discounts and things.
Good to know.
Like, there's a bring your own banana situation that will get you a discount on like a banana split if that's your thing.
I will try that maybe.
And then Brewster's is, I think, another place where you can pick up a birthday cake if you like ice cream cake.
Very true. I had an ice cream cake phase in like late elementary school, but I don't think I've had it in years. Right now, I prefer milkshake. So Burgatory is a little higher on my personal birthday freebie list since you get a free milkshake for joining their email chain.
Are you a boozy milkshake person or a regular milkshake person?
Either or, as long as it's a milkshake, just give me a good milkshake.
You're here for the sugar, not necessarily for the alcohol.
Yes, but it needs to have like some sort of mix-ins or some sort of texture, ideally.
Got it. Well, anything on your list that is not ice cream?
I have one cake option. I love, love, love cake. Like, literally one of my resolutions for this year was just to eat more cake, because I don't think we should limit cake to celebrations.
God, that's so, the spirit.
Yes, but birthdays just mean more extravagant cakes.
Well, I think your plan for Butterwood definitely falls into that extravagant category.
Yeah, yeah. But this free cake that I have is from Nothing Bundt Cakes. Again, another national chain. But they opened a new spot in East Liberty pretty recently. Yeah, Megan, have you been before?
I have, yeah. They have really good stuff, and they are a fantastic option if you have completely forgotten to get a sweet treat for an occasion and you need something like really fast in a pinch.
Ooh, that's smart.
I have literally pulled off a highway, like where I'm on my way to a thing, and ran in to get something. And like, they always have so much available and so much variety that you can get whatever you need for like an entire party of people, and they'll box it up really pretty.
I saw they have like whole displays for birthdays too. So that's cool, I guess, if you want like balloons and everything too. I just need cake as fast as I can, less wrapping on the cake.
They're also like kind of minimal on the icing side. So I don't love icing. I love cake. I mm-hmm. don't care for icing that much. And they'll do like as close to a naked cake for a like store that I've just about ever seen without a special order.
Ooh, okay. That's interesting. I like frosting, so not a problem for me. I have never tried anything from them, but I will never turn down free cake. So I signed up for their membership club and I'm going to get a Buntlet. So a little personal Bundt cake. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know what I'm going to pick yet. There's so many options because they've got more classic flavors like vanilla, red velvet, carrot cake, but they also have snickerdoodle and white chocolate raspberry. And those sound yummy.
I've had the snickerdoodle, and I also really love the lemon.
Ooh, I didn't even see the lemon, but I did see that there's a gluten-free option. It's a chocolate chip cookie cake, so definitely a freebie to put on your list if you don't eat gluten.
Amazing. Well, before we go, where might we see a CityCaster this weekend? I know you also asked executive producer Mallory Falk too.
Yes. So Mallory's going to be at this cider tasting at 9 o'clock Wines. That's in Lawrenceville. She says she is getting her cider fix in before spring, which she considers less cidery weather. I like cider. I'll drink it anytime.
I like cider all year long. So I take umbrage with Mallory, yeah. But I support the pursuit.
Yeah. I will say cider is very fall though. So
fair, fine.
I'm okay with that. And I'm going to do a couple of birthday dinners because while I've been thinking about getting my cake ordered for months, I could not get it together and invite people early enough so we could all have one party and do one day. So I will be heading to Apteka and also trying Mola for the first time. I'm very excited
about
good. That.
Yeah, you've got some great options there. And Francesca, senior newsletter editor, she says she's excited about Boom Concepts Unblurred Takeover that's happening on Friday along Penn Avenue. So like that Bloomfield Garfield area. There's a bunch of artists and exhibits to check out. It sounds really fun. So any First Friday event on Penn, there's all kinds of them. You should definitely check it out. They're so much fun.
And what about you, Megan? What are you doing?
I think it might finally be my weekend to check out Grist House's new Butler County location. So it's at the old Freedom Farms corn crib. So a little bit of a drive, but I hear both the vibes and the food are excellent, and I really want to check it out.
Yes, please tell me if it's good. I'm sure it'll be good. I've never had food from Freedom Farms, but I love their farmers market stands.
Yeah, I've heard that the space like is a really like great interpretation of what we love about the Millvale spot, but with a very fancy kitchen.
Ooh, exciting.
That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. Do you have a favorite birthday treat in Pittsburgh? And no, Starbucks does not count. Let us know what's fun and what's local and best of all, what's free. Leave us a voicemail with your name and neighborhood and you might hear it on the show. We're at 412-212-8893. We'll be back tomorrow with more news from around the city. Talk to you soon.
Pistachio, it's my birthday. Will you meow into the microphone and tell me happy birthday? Come on. You chewed my foam panels and you can't meow for my birthday?